in her own unique, marvellous Belgium way, that's exactly what Fien Heel brings to the world. Isn't it, Fien? Love. And cycling.
Oh, yeah. It's going great. I'm so sorry. I fell off the radar last week, but I'm back.
Exactly so, because it's all right. Penny Evans had been on the case, and she had actually noted that your last Facebook update seemed to suggest that you were still alive, so that was good news. Obviously, Holly was most perturbed, you know, all set.
I want to know where you were, where you are, how it's going.
Yeah, Fien, where are you?
I am actually in the middle of Kansas, which would be like the middle of the States, I guess, and the middle of nowhere.
So, well, I mean, that says it all. In fact, I'm actually just pulling a photograph of yourself in the studio with Ed Wellman. There we are. It's Fien Heel, everybody. That's right. Uh-huh. Go to the Facebook page, Southside Broadcasting, and you'll see Fien Heel. She's always smiling.
That's a really, really smiley photo.
Exactly. Yes, the Universities of Antwerp and Lincoln in the Midweek Drive morning edition. Oh, that was at 8 o'clock in the morning as well, Rachel. Almost as good as you.
Yeah.
I know. It's amazing. So, I mean, we talked about this beforehand, but allowing for the fact that might be one or two folk who might sort of say, why is she cycling from Miami to Vancouver? Why?
When people ask me, I always say, like, why not, you know?
And exactly. Why not? Why not? It's genius stuff.
I mean, I think I do it because I can. Really, you don't know it until you do it, but you can, and I can, so I'm doing it. Yeah.
And what have the adventures been like so far? Because obviously we spoke when you were just about to head into Illinois and you were in Kentucky and you made it through there.
It's been great. It's been hilly. It's been hard. It's been stormy, as in tornadoes. It's been sleeping in churches and going with people to their homes and being fed. It's been crashing graduation parties. I gave my bicycle a bath, actually, because I was in a bike shop, staying at a bike shop last night. So I got it all cleaned up. So it's going great, and I met three people yesterday. They're kind of cycling together now. So I made friends.
Well, I mean, again, that's just, I mean, obviously, Fien, you've got the added sort of bonus of saying that you are the official Midweek Drive correspondent for cycling across America. You know, I mean, there are many people, there are even Academy Award winners who would actually have liked to have had that particular line. But, you know, and if you're looking for traffic, transport and travel in the Lincoln area, it's all wonderful. Okay, that's it. But I do know, Fien, that whilst you've been over there, you missed, of course, the 2014 Eurovision Song Contest. And I can tell, and I've got even more challenges. This is what I figured might have actually taken you out last week, because Axel Hersu, actually with Mother, didn't even qualify for the final. That was Belgium's entry. Axel Hersu. I don't know if you've ever come across the gentleman, but that was indeed...
No.
I'll give you a little smidgen of, indeed, Axel singing Mother.
Okay.
We might have to stop it after a few seconds, but anyway, here it is. Nice start.
I'm coming home.
Getting a bit emotional now.
I'm broken hearted and I need time to shelter. I need your love. A hand to hold, a heart to heal, a voice.
Sorry, I can't take it anymore, otherwise I'll become emotionally overcome, as you can tell. You know,
it's beautiful.
Well, Rachel, would you like to have a bit more of Mother with Axel Hersu?
It is quite good, actually.
Yeah,
you
wouldn't want us to return to Donatan and Clinton. No. Okay.
Through when hope is low, you find the words to make me feel so much better. When I've had enough, I've had enough of all the tears and all the hurt. I can count on you, only you.
I can't take any more, otherwise I'll just... that was Belgium's attempt to actually get into the Eurovision Song Contest final this year. In the end, didn't quite manage to make it. But never mind. Holly, you're looking as though you were sort of having...
It reminds me of something. We're trying to figure out what...
Most Eurovision songs actually do, I found. You know, it's a little retrospective on Eurovision. Had a nice little bit of correspondence from both Penny Evans and Samantha Sheldon. Penny, who has actually suggested maybe allow topless radio presenting as long as you don't use a webcam.
Okay.
Yeah, which Samantha Sheldon thought, that's a fab idea. We would, Sam. You know? It comes to a point where you think about, we have got a little bit of a revelation as well for your good self, Fiend, because after the show, 7 p.m, a young man called Craig Wiley, rhymes with Smiley, is actually in the studio. And he's just sitting there, just chilling out. He's going to be doing a health sort of basis thing. And he's smiling as well. He is. What, Smiley Wiley. It's brilliant. General stuff there. It's going to be health, well-being. We'll have a brief chat with Craig when we're doing the piece with Phil Dearness. But you were also saying, quite apart from Belgium's entry into the Eurovision Song Contest, Fiend, that you had decided how you're going to celebrate arriving in Vancouver.
I did. You know what? You asked me last week, and I thought about it, and I guess I'm thinking about getting a dog.
A dog?
Yeah, in Vancouver, and then I'm going to travel in Canada with a dog.
It's like Littlest Hobo. It's Littlest Hobo, but a lot more glamorous. It's fantastic, you know. Fiend travels across Canada with a dog. Now, what kind of... Are we talking a Chihuahua? Or are we talking, you know, a German Shepherd? Because, I mean, the Canadians would love Chihuahuas.
Yeah, well, not a Chihuahua, but any advice is welcome.
All right, then. Rachel, what sort of canine should Fiend actually have when she gets in Canada?
I don't know. How big of a dog do you want?
Size is important.
I think, like, a medium size. Like, not, it has to be a real dog, but not,
yes,
like,
yeah,
really.
Yes, of course it's a real dog. What, you think we're going to get some robot?
I know what she means. If you walk in a tiny...
It's not a plus-size dog.
So medium-sized dog.
Starting from, like, a Czech Russell law,
right. So, and Holly?
Actually, it reminds me of that Me and You and a Dog Named Boo
nice.
Song.
Yeah,
so
very good. Yeah.
I don't know what dog that is in that song, but that would be...
It could be a dog named Boo.
Okay.
Well, yeah. Presumably. But whatever that dog is, it reminds me of that song.
I'm sure that won't be in Mr. Computer System. Let's ask Craig Wiley. By the way, welcome to the show, Craig. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Good. Oh, just ecstatic, you know. you know. Penny Evans, Samantha Sheldon, and Randy Reinholdt. So what's not to appreciate? Let's move on to what sort of dog would you suggest?
I think I would probably have to go for a pug.
Oh.
Is that a medium dog?
They're quite small.
Yeah. It's
bearable.
Yeah, it depends on... can we have... Well, there we have. We've had a pug. We've had a...
I didn't suggest
anything.
One of my friends has got a Burmese mountain dog, which is huge, and he's so sweet and lovely. But they're a pretty big dog, but it's a lovely dog.
Roughly, how long have we actually got before you need to make the decision, Fiend?
I think we'll have a good another month.
So we'll run this as a regular setup in terms of what dog should Fiend actually have. And the other coolest thing is you presumably won't be cycling with the doggy as well, because I'm just thinking, if you get a dachshund, for instance, and it's travelling behind your bike, it would be cruel, let's be honest.
Yes.
Cruel, but highly amusing.
You can put little dogs in baskets, can't you? Baskets.
Good point. Yeah.
Have you seen them Pomskis?
Yeah, I did. I love them. They have long hair, though. So if they get left, they start smelling.
Yeah, listen, Fiend, you know, you're doing wonderful things as it stands.
I'll write a book about it.
Yeah. Now, what you don't want, Fiend, is to go through Canada with a smelly dog. It's, believe me, you don't want to go there in any way, shape or form. Oh, all right. Anyway, Fiend, I feel as though we've actually just travelled with you in that whole routine. Just describe where you are at present. Describe the scene where you happen to be.
I'm actually in an actual city, like, with quite some population. So it's actually, I would call it a city for Kansas.
Okay.
I'm in the middle of a street right now. I'm about to have lunch with my friends. So, it's a sunny day. There's not a lot of wind, which is good. It's been a long time. We had some... like very, very strong winds, which were hard to paddle in. But today's actually a great day, so I'm enjoying it very much.
And just give us the title and the city in Kansas again. It is?
It's, that's a good question.
We just need to know for the whole routine here.
Hutchinson,
Kansas.
That's it.
Yeah, it's Hutchinson, Kansas. And it's a sort of small location there that's based in Kansas. Fantastic. Well, I mean, it's amazing. Holly, last two questions for Fiend, please.
Have you had fun talking to us today?
It was amazing as ever.
And can we look forward to having an update soon?
Absolutely. Looking forward as well.
Well, that'll be next week then, I think. Let's go with that. So, yes, because I mean, we need to go, because obviously we've got to run the competition in terms of what dog should Bean have when she gets to Canada. We'll put it out to a global audience. Who knows what could respond? SirenOnline.co.uk and send in your requests, dedications, emails, etc. Sam has actually asked for another request, in fact. She's put in a request. She's actually gone for Naughty Boy featuring Sam Smith. I didn't think this was big in the security. So I know it's very good, but anyway, this is as requested by Sam Smith. La, la, la. Yeah, I know. Hey ho. Happy trails, Fiend, and remember, if you get the need, if you're in Kansas, there are lots of doggies called Toto, I believe, there. You can actually start off with Toto. I get the feeling we're not in Kansas anymore. We're in Vancouver. Hey. In the world of session musicians, the notion of actually being paid to go into a studio and simply go is somewhat strange, but she's probably got a couple of PhDs. People have actually gone almost postal when I've played that in the past, so it's a big, big risk to actually play that. I hope you appreciate that, Samantha Sheldon, because it can just drive you over the edge.
This is Malcolm Tomlinson, actor, horse racing commentator and voice-over artiste, proudly presenting the Midweek Drive's regular 6:30 p.m. correspondent. Whether he's in his PJs or not, the truth is out there, director extraordinaire, Mr. Phil Leonis!
Still think we need to work on the kind of emotion of that. Welcome back, Phil Leonis. How are you? Did Ilana Rain pass her audition last week? Were you happy with what you heard? Because we remember when Dean Haglund stood in for your good self a few weeks ago and we missed every sort of on-message point you could have wished for. But that's okay, because he's Dean Haglund. He's a lovely person. He founded Jill Back Hollywood.
So. Yes, Dean did much better yesterday when we were on Sirius XM satellite radio for an hour yesterday. But then again, he was flanked by Lily Holloman and myself. And we're able to keep him on task, as it were.
On message.
It was terrific. Yeah, exactly, on message, as the politicians say, right? But I will be completely honest with you. I have not listened to Ilana's appearance because human beings have characteristics no different than inanimate objects. I do not need to be there to know that if I throw a hammer into the air, it will fall. I don't need to hear it to know that Ilana Rain absolutely nailed her appearance on the show on my behalf.
The ship continues onwards, and Samuel T. Cogley is a happy bunny.
You loved. I knew you would love the reference as inelegantly as I was able to.
Because, my dear James Kirk, I am the prosecution. Heartrending.
Hey,
All of my old friends look like doctors. All of his look like you. There we are.
And anyway, for the next 20 minutes, let's all sit back and enjoy as Alex just recites lines from classic Star Trek. Quite frankly, that's a great show. And I need to share this with you because I think everyone who knows Lily Holloman, wonderful actress, and who appears quite often here on the Midweek Drive, and anyone with an affinity for Star Trek, and anyone who just likes to laugh will enjoy this. She is appearing on stage here in Los Angeles in SciFest, the science fiction theater festival about which we have spoken on numerous occasions, and it is going swimmingly. I mean, this is really the start of something big. Science fiction on stage makes so much sense, and there is such a wealth of talent, both in terms of writing and directing and acting, that are interested in telling science fiction stories and bringing them to life and capturing the imagination in the theater. And Lily is appearing in one of these pieces, a post-apocalyptic comedy, but her biography that she wrote that appears in the program, Alex, I just need to read you the opening line. It says, "The emotion required of Lily Holloman in this piece interferes with her traditional Vulcan upbringing.
I can go with that. I think it's perfectly understandable and rightly so. It's all great stuff.
Hey, well, I mean, before I let SciFest go, and before we, stop talking about Dane Haglund for a moment, last week I got to see the night, because this science fiction festival is fascinating. They've set up two playlists each night with five different one-act plays, and they're alternating week by week. And then late night, they have different science fiction-themed live comedy shows, and Dean will be doing a brand new live improv comedy show. Of course, he's toured the world. He's toured the UK. He's played Scotland's Fringe Festival with his one-man X-Files improv show. And now he's doing a brand new show, never before seen, that we will be turning into almost immediately an online event where people will be able to stream it and watch it, we believe, for free on YouTube. So we'll keep everybody involved in that. But he is anchoring one of the classic science fiction pieces written by Ray Bradbury called Kaleidoscope, that Ray Bradbury himself turned into a one-act play in 1977. And I wish Mr. Bradbury, for whom I once worked at UCLA, I wish he was alive today to see what they had done on stage with his piece, because it's nothing less than gravity on stage. And every bit as impressive, because the special effects are all, for the most part, being created entirely by the actors, and you would absolutely believe you were seeing seven people float weightless on stage.
Phil,
and it's all through their action.
Ray Bradbury's not dead, not so long as we remember him.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, did I ever tell you, Alex, when I was his assistant at UCLA, and people used to come up to him to tell him how much they loved Star Trek?
Yeah.
Absolutely a true story. Oh, wow. They mistook him
for Gene Roddenberry. It's Ray Bradbury. Gene Roddenberry. Easily
absolutely
confused.
And so the lesson there for me is if I ever have a son, I am giving him a last name that ends in Barry, because the success in the science fiction genre is
guaranteed. From The Hollywood Reporter, first annual SciFest Theatre Review, the bottom line, they say, a medley of sci-fi shorts ranging from inspired to amateurish. The first annual Sci-Fi Fest, a series of nine science fiction one-act plays arranged into two omnibus programmes, as you rightly said. Producers Michael Blaha, David Dean Bottrell and Lee Costello have hit on an inspired notion with the first annual SciFest, a series of nine science fiction one-act plays arranged into two omnibus programmes. As we mentioned, playwrights featured in the new show run the gambit from newbies like Adam Esquenazi, Adam Esquenazi Douglas, through to the Minnesota Plates, and sci-fi legends like the aforementioned Ray Bradbury with Kaleidoscope, and generally sort of recommended from that point of view. Good stuff. So if the Hollywood Reporter gives you a thumbs up, excellent.
And many of the performers, it ranges as well, from newcomers to
David Blue, Julie McNiven, Greg Duke, James Kyson, Paulie Perrette from NCIS.
Oh, yeah.
She's Abby in NCIS.
You have stars of every science fiction franchise in this thing, but the exciting bit about it is those names might be the people that draw. But what's interesting, and why I hesitate to embrace the Hollywood Reporter's view of things, that it ranges from the accomplished to the amateurish, is that it gives at least the taste that maybe the less experienced are the ones responsible for the amateurish work, and that's not always true. And in fact, what's really exciting is some of the best work being done, both in terms of writing and acting, are being done by those who are less experienced. It's really quite extraordinary. But, you know, it's the first year, and when you've got a range of five different one-acts, also all of whom have had a varying amount of rehearsal time, like Lily's piece, which is a comedy, and doesn't have extensive effects involved, they were given much less rehearsal time.
Phil,
and that was a
Phil,
bad call.
You're eulogizing
comedy
Phil.
Timing,
you're eulogizing.
Timing,
and when Phil...
I just want to finish this idea.
Go on.
Comedy timing takes a great deal of rehearsal, probably as much or more than anything else. So,
if Phil should start eulogizing again, I'm afraid it will have to be... Yeah. Yes, the Polish entry into the Eurovision Song Contest. But I won't play the whole thing because he hasn't gone beyond the eulogy. He's gone to acceptable levels of eulogy.
I am just trying to match the infectious enthusiasm of Penny Evans.
Okay, time for Phil's director's notes. Off you go. What do you think Rachel, Holly and myself can actually sort of take from this show? It's gone from Cameron Tilbury, Anna Lewis, Penny Evans, Samantha Sheldon, Michelle Monroe, Randy Reinholtz, from Fiend Heel to yourself, Phil.
I wish that I had actually taken notes. I have been listening to the whole show. Mm-hmm. I got up just to listen to the show. Mm-hmm. But it's too darn hot for me to have written down notes this week. I mean, we're... I guess if for you it would be 38 degrees. We're hitting our second straight day of 38 Celsius. So we're in the hundreds here.
Wear sunscreen.
And also I was up till 3 o'clock in the morning watching the Marvel Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. finale. So I'm
good?
Not at my best.
Holly, question for yourself.
Is S.H.I.E.L.D. good? I haven't actually watched it, but I keep meaning to. Is it worth watching? Even from the beginning? Not just the end.
So good. Absolutely from the beginning. You know, people were complaining about the beginning of the series that the pilot is fantastic. The first episode is fantastic, written and directed by Joss Whedon. It's the equal of Avengers or anything Joss Whedon has done. But then people found that, okay, it had slipped a bit in quality. However, right after the Captain America movie came out, they had to reboot the entire show to accommodate what was going on in the Captain America movie, because that affects the entire Marvel Universe. And lo and behold, it turns out that they knew what they were doing all along, and if you go back and watch those early episodes, knowing what we know now, those episodes are so much better than they seemed when they first aired. So it was really quite a brave approach they took, but the final 6, 8, 10 episodes have been terrific. We can't wait for season 2. And last night was the return of Samuel L. Jackson as Nick Fury.
Okay, so Phil, on behalf of Rachel, can this actually step into the chasm that's been left by the absence?
The gap.
Big hole.
Big hole,
exactly. That's been left in her life since Fringe came to an end.
Well, I'm glad. Thank you for explaining, because I thought I was going to have to quickly grab a dictionary to find out what chasm meant. whereas, as you know, I mind the gap all the time. So my answer to the question is I would have to know the first thing about Fringe in order to answer that question. But I will say this. This is how I am generally with science fiction-related shows. I can't watch them when they first air, for the most part, because I've just had too many experiences where I start to like a show and then it gets canceled before its time and I'm left unsatisfied. I figured Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. was safe because of the Marvel Universe behind it. It was, of course, going to get to explore a complete run. And if you like shows that, it's a fun spy show, it's a fun comic book show, but what I love about it at its heart is it is a team of diverse people, both in terms of gender, age, race, all of whom are very unique, all of whom have their own obvious challenges, and yet it's about teamwork, bringing out the best in each other to accomplish more than we could as individuals. And boy, we don't have enough stories like that. And it's about being bound together, friendships being bound together by things that...
So your answer is possible, Ben.
Well, trying to do the right thing. I think it's a really fun show, and again, if I had kids, I would sit and watch it with them.
The eulogy thing is coming across again. You know, it's just a whole fiver. Okay, sorry. Otherwise, you know.
I like how you've changed your mind about that song. Earlier, you were singing along and enjoying it. Now you're using it as a sort of threat.
Well, no. Penny Evans has just posted up. I'll definitely be looking out for Dean Ackland's new show when it turns up on YouTube. I enjoyed both of his X-Files improv shows. She saw them several years ago down south and at the Edinburgh Festival. She laughed so much she nearly did herself an injury. Craig, we have to just intersect here because you start a new show coming up here. So Phil, who actually wraps up his morning coffee time in Los Angeles, if he wishes to actually stay tuned some more positivity, might sort of get even more of this as opposed to Mr. Computer. What would he be doing today?
Definitely.
As much as that, and even more. Fantastic. Exactly. There we are. That's Craig Wiley, the man who telepathically sends his positivity across the airwaves here on Siren 107.3. Sorry, Phil. It's back to you again. Where do you want to go now?
Well, no, I want to find out about Craig's show.
And he's going to be persistent. Craig, what are you doing on the program? Because it's your first ever show on the whole.
It is. It's going to be a bit mix and matchy, I have to say, today, with it being the first show. But I do have a news story that Fiend might like. It's a story about a games console that's been made for dogs.
Splendid. If that doesn't get you a role in Truth Is Out There Version 2 Ancient Mysteries, I don't know what I got. It's a games console made for dogs. Genius. Right, Phil, carry on. It's you still got a good 4.5 minutes.
Well, we don't know if they're good. I mean, we hope they'll be a good 4.5 minutes. In terms of director's notes, no, seriously, I talked about the infectious enthusiasm of Penny Evans, and absolutely, and you know, she was making her pitch for accompanists, right, musical accompanists, and when I was hearing her song that you played, I was actually thinking about how much I hope she is able to assemble a band around her that is equal to her talent.
Do you think she could possibly benefit from some security provided by Samantha Sheldon?
I don't even know how to answer that. That was such an... speaking of awkward segues, I will leap into Randy Reinholtz's appearance. I think that he is so much fun to listen to, and I love this approach about the story. I cannot wait for the play, and I, as you know, I love this approach when you take the topics that could just be so dark or make you so angry, and you find a way to bring humor to them. It really breathes life into them, and I cannot wait to see that show. In fact, I think what I need to do is I need to go see that show, and I need to do an audio postcard for the midweek drive from that show.
This is what we've been saying for years. We've given you the big poster with, you know, Southside Broadcasting as Apple on. You've got your business cards with Siren FM on. The floor is yours, Phil. You know, take it away and get it. You can do an audio postcard.
So, like, I could pre-record an audio postcard and send it to you as my appearance on the show.
Well, I'd like to feel we could combine both, but you know, we can certainly put that up there. Fantastic, genius.
Will you edit in that Eurovision song?
What, you mean this one? No, not perhaps. But they were outstanding in more ways than one. But still, let's. Please, there is a YouTube version which actually sets We Are Slavic by Donatan and Cleo to the Benny Hill tune, which is quite extraordinary. So I felt they
look, got, yeah. Can I ask really quick, is the school year there, the term, as they take, coming to a close? Is summer upon you?
Well, I suppose, I mean, Holly, you were saying it's very quiet at the university. You obviously
the
one
uni
more exam
is,
to
but...
go.
The uni sort of winds down end of May, but then school doesn't finish till mid-July.
So no.
And has Katie Grimason made her final appearance on the midweek drive?
You see, critical question. I mean, obviously Katie, who for so long, in fact, 9 or 3 years, was a staple of the whole sort of midweek drive scenario, has gone to Birmingham. And we all know when people actually go to Birmingham, it could mean that then she's also been taking her driving test. So when the official line goes...
Katie Grimason, Birmingham's gift to the galaxy on the midweek drive for Siren FM... and more.
It may go into what we're now defining as the Joy Knight folder for She May Return in a Couple of Years. We don't know.
My final note, Alex, and I'm glad you brought it up earlier because it's near and dear to my heart, is this idea of not driving in order that we can diminish our environmental footprint. As you know, I have given up driving entirely as a direct response to the environmental footprint you left while trying to drive me up to the Lincoln Cathedral.
Yeah, well, you know, you got there in the end, didn't you? You know, it was the circumlocuitous route, to use a polysyllabic phrase, to wrap up the whole sequence. Quick, send for Mike Dooley and his thought for the day.
Once you make up your mind and start something, commit to it, say yes, and never look back, do you have any doubt any whatsoever, that I will not rush to your side, that legions won't be summoned, that players won't be drawn to your corner, connections made, circumstances crafted, dots connected, that the course of history won't be irrevocably changed? Good. I didn't think so. I'd say you're ready. The universe.
Thank heavens for that. All right then. More. I mean, we could probably just, if we wanted to, squeeze in. But maybe not. Maybe not. take us up to the news. Our last two questions for Phil Leonis, please. Holly.
Have you had fun talking to us today?
I always worry that when I have this much fun, that it can't possibly be that enjoyable for the listener. and so, yes, I have had a great deal of fun on today's show.
Nice. Rachel?
Okay, I'll just say to you quickly, I highly recommend Fringe if you like science fiction as it is finished. And can we look forward to talking to you again soon?
Well, I'll binge watch Fringe, and perhaps I will be on next week, Alex. Though I may need to find a fill-in for me.
Well, it's light. Nobody could ever. They could only sort of succeed. We won't go there. It's more Star Trek quotations. okay, stay tuned for Siren 107.3 FM. As we've heard, Craig Wiley will be debuting with a new healthy-oriented show, and indeed, K9 computer-based stuff. Holly, have you enjoyed the program?
Yes.
Rachel?
As always.
Splendid. Too.
Have
Cameron?
You? Yes.
Yeah. We'll talk. Cameron Tilbury, Anna Lewis, Penny Evans, Samantha Sheldon, Michelle Monroe, Randy Reinholtz, Fiend Heal, and Phil Leonis. Thank you. Thank you, dear listener. Can we all say bye-bye?
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
The special friend we have in our dreams makes us proud of our natural shine. On our lands, you have everything you need. So for the book of straight, no need to meet.